All right, two boys that have just teamed up, they're brothers, but they've just formed their own group and are now out trying to get started, and they already started. They're doing great. They sound real good. Mac, welcome the Goins brothers, if you will. Melvin and Ray Goins from Prestonburg, Pikeville, Kentucky.
Thank you, Paul.
It's a long ways from Kentucky to
long
here.
Long ways from Kentucky, but it's good to be here.
Let's see, we was going to, I had down a little girl in Dreadful Snake, but I don't
know
if Ralph wanted to do that.
We're going to do Rolling with Sweet
Babies. That's right, we're going to change that. So, Ray, you want to do Rolling with Sweet
Babies? I can do it.
Isn't that one a child?
I never saw it, but it's going to try.
Isn't that one a child? Just an old number, okay. Here's Melvin and Bill to do Rolling with Sweet Babies, aren't they? And Ray. Goins brothers, and we broke a string, I believe, on the guitar. Okay, my boy, here. Don't take him but a minute. They've got to retune the banjo. While we have a second, want to mention again our Labor Day Festival. Oh, yeah, okay.
Thank you, Carlton. We got another instrumental we'd like to do. It's an old-timer, and it's good to be here, and it's good to sing with fellas like Bill Monroe. That's the first time I ever sung with him, and that means the world to me, and it's really enjoyed it. Here's an old-timer we'd like to do, an instrumental called The Lonesome Road Blues.
Thank you.
introduce them to our story. Jimmy Martin's fiddle player, but a little unusual. He wants to do a mandolin number, and he's going to play the twin part to Bill Monroe, and we'll have twin mandolins here. And tell Vernon Durick to come on out, would you? Vernon? Vernon Durick. Where is he? Oh, there you are, my boy. Okay, let's do, Charlie Smith, one of our fiddlers. Joe, you come on back out. Y'all and twin, just take two of you at a time. One of you just drop out. Team up the way you want to do it. Old Joe Clark? Yes. So, two of you start first. Well, y'all, you're not going to do any fiddle for me?
Oh, yeah, we'll let them in once
more. Okay. They're introducing into the story Bill Monroe's new mandolin also. Closer and closer to the end of our story, and you know, each time that we do a festival, that's another year passed and out of the lives of these musicians. We hope that, you know, we get to do them for 20 and 30 years, 40 and 50. But you got to remember, they've spent a lot of time and effort to go into the music they're playing here today. Here's a man and his group that's really dedicated to the music, and nobody done any more. Nobody's done any more than Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys. Larry Sparks and all of them. And Curly Ray Klein. Yes, sir, Curly. We'll start with Bill and Ralph singing. And I've got two numbers here. I'm on the way back to the old home, and that little girl dressed like this. On the way back to the old home. Okay. And here's On My Way Back to the Old Home. B? Okay.
Go ahead.
There's no light in the window that's shining on the globe where I live.
Klein and Larry Sparks. Now we're going to do The Little Girl and the Dreadful Snake, okay?
Our darling wandered far away while she was out at play. Lost in the woods, she couldn't hear a sound. She was a darling girl, the sweetest thing in all the world. We searched for her, but she couldn't be found. I heard the scream of a little girl far away. Harry, Daddy, there's an awful, dreadful snake. I ran as fast as I could to the dark and where he was. Reached our darling girl too late. I knew that soon she'd have to die, for the snake was warning me close by. I held her close to my face. She said, Daddy, kill that snake. It's getting dark, tell Mommy goodbye. I heard the scream of a little girl fall away. Hurry, Daddy. Through the
I would like to introduce into our bluegrass story a young man that this year has helped me, and it would almost been impossible for me to have done the festival this year without him. I didn't plan it that way when I got here, but I've only had 7 hours sleep since Thursday, and without him, I could not have done it. In fact, he's done a great job for me. Somebody's got to organize festivals and so forth, and this young man may be the man in future years that will be devoted enough to it to work and organize it. He can do it. He can do it, and I mean that. There's not many men that can run a change acts and run 20 separate groups in a day and stay on time. It's a tremendous festival, and it's made possible by Fred Bartenstein. He has never participated in our bluegrass story, and this will be the first year, and I hope in many more years he'll be around. Him and Bill's going to sing the True Life Blues, okay? He's really helped us. We'd like, if we don't lose, we want to be serious. We would like to get Jimmy Martin to come back out, and him and Ralph Stanley do a couple of numbers. And you play Manly Man. Would you do that? Jimmy, you can just stay out too, Larry, I guess. You know, we've got something planned. Would Jimmy Martin come on out and... They have to retune sometime, but like set the instruments down. And that's all right. Okay, you can come on out and tune.
Anna, come out now, Carter.
Yeah.
Hey!
sing The White Dove.
Pull it back there, son.
Carson said be serious, so I will. He's Roebuck.
Jimmy and Ralph to sing Lonesome River.
Oh, the water rolled high on the river at midnight. I sit on the shore. Thank you.
kiss me goodnight.
He'll be back again. I told you he would, and he will. He's a great singer. The country gentleman will be next. The country gentleman will be next, so will they please get ready to do their numbers on it. Just 1 minute, Charlie. Just 1 minute. We want to get Ralph Stan to pick a little banjo number before he goes, then we'll be ready for the country gentleman. We're getting closer and closer to our ending, which we're going to have a big finale. We're going to clean this hill off, back you up, and stage. We're going to put all the musicians that have played for the biggest ending you'll probably ever see. So that's coming up in just about 35, 40 minutes. We'll do a banjo number, then we got the country gentlemen, then the Osmond brothers to join our story. You ready?
Clinch Mountain Backstep.
The Clinch Mountain Backstep, okay? Thank you. Yates play there too. Yates play. Thank you, Ralph, and all of them. Can't you hear me call?
We need a fiddler.
We need a fiddler. All right, we got Joe Green or Kenny Baker standing by. I hope. Too hot down there. And do you want to start out singing or you want to do an instrumental? I got Patty on the turf like twins and I got to hear a sweet voice calling. Let's start out singing then, okay? This is one of your numbers. I hear a sweet voice calling, right? Okay, here we'll have Sonny and Bob. We got enough? Got everybody? Sonny and Bobby Osmond and Bill Monroe singing.
Guitar man.
Where'd he go? Where's Dale? He didn't come. Okay. Tuning. I hear a sweet voice calling. You in tune? No, just calling. Little girl taking a sick one evening as she walked. It made us so sad and so good. Then she called me close to her bedside and whispered. Well, John Palmer, get his bass and come. Ed's going to get his down to his building. And John's got his in the back. We can leave it back in. Let's three mandolins, son. Okay? Patty on the turnpike. Let's get Jimmy Martin to come back. Okay. We want to, and while we're doing this number, and we're getting a little rain, you know, we don't want to get, we're going to get to, we're going to do, we may do a couple of those. While all the musicians that were on the show, please come to the stage. All the musicians that was on the show. Can we get Jimmy Martin to come back out? Jimmy, would you? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Would y'all play? I ain't gonna sing. Jimmy wanted to sing this while ago, and we asked him to, you know.
Wait a while.
Yes, to wait a while. So him and Bill Monroe's going to sing a song that he recorded with him called Memories of Mother and Dad.
Can I say a word?
No, say
it. No, I'm going to say a word. Come here, Bill. Carlton said, I wished I hadn't. Come here, Bill. Tell Carlton that the rain was falling down real heavy when you wrote this in the bus. Then you sang it, and you liked the way we did it, and said we'd record it next week. About your mother and dad and tombstones all called Memories of Mother and Dad. Let's do it, okay?
Pick light, because there's so many under the roof here. Well, another bluegrass festival, and we've enjoyed doing it for you. We hope that you have enjoyed it. We'll see you in North Carolina. So come if you can. Thank you. Mandel. Max, where are you? And his, Max, come out where they can see you. Max is, goes to the University of Pennsylvania and has helped me for 1 week here to put on this festival. Thank you, man. And Gopher, where is she? He has a young lady that's came down and helped us. We've had all our gay men. My brother, where is Charles? Where, is Charles out there? We want to thank Charles. We want to thank my wife, Kathleen, who's fed me 2 meals since I've been here. John Palmer, Taylor, everybody. We want to thank them because it's another festival. Thank you. Thank you, Jim, and every one of you, Bill, Harold. I can't name them all off. But all of you. Want to thank you. Clyde Moody, where is he?
Right here.
Thank you, man, for coming. Ronnie Reno.
Jimmy Martin.
Austin Brothers. Mac Wiseman. I done said Mac Wiseman once. Thank you, Jim. You know, Dale Sled and every one of the guys, Vernon, the country gentlemen, Eddie, all of you. We're going to make bluegrass music rise up again. We're going to whip the North with it. And the South, and the East, and the West. There's going to be festivals all over the country, starting with Bill Monroe's every year.
And
yes, we'll use you some, Jim. You'll be limited after the day. But let's make bluegrass music big, because it's a great music, great music. Okay, can we do John Henry? We want to thank John Miller and John Jr. Where's John Jr.? John? Where's June? Want to thank everybody. Okay, John Henry.
Thank you.
gotta get a big seat driving man.
That's one more. Yeah. Hey.
You've enjoyed the Bluegrass Festival here.
Somebody help the sound man for us now. He's